Well, well, well. What do we have here, cutie? I didn't think I'd see you around here so soon. Don't tell me, you came here looking for me today? Did you know I was gonna be here, or was it just a coincidence, huh? Looking mighty beauty cool, if I might add. But you should be careful, you know. The delinquents hang around here, babe. Don't be that way. I didn't say it for that reason, that you can't protect yourself or something. It's nothing of the sort, actually, because I think you're really good at protecting yourself. That doesn't mean I don't want to protect you, though. Of course I do. I've had a crush on you for a long time, but you knew that already, right? Oh, no way. I outed myself right then and there, huh? Ah, well, that's awkward. Anyways, you're looking really beauty cool, and, oh, is there any coming back from that? That was probably the worst confession anyone's ever done ever. About that, wait, what? Say that again? You're kidding. You're joking, right? I clearly misheard you. Could you say it again? Huh? It's rude to make you repeat yourself when you're confessing? No way. Did you just say you felt the same? Yeah, I'm not having an auditory hallucination, right? You promise? You swear. It's not that I... I'm not having the most manly reaction, but, oh, the manly urge to not know what to say right now to you. If I look nervous, it's because I am. Since we both just confessed, does that mean we're, like, a thing now? Or, wow, I didn't see this happening. Didn't even expect to meet you today. This is totally different than I planned. Pretty beauty cool, but also a little bit shocking. Sorry. Just, if you hadn't gathered already, I'm completely floored by the fact that you're reciprocating the feelings. I thought you would hear them, but I never, ever, ever dreamed that you'd... You know, confess back. Usually it's one-sided. I've had this thought and, I ran this through my head like a million billion times. I actually wrote down what I was going to say and everything, and then this is how it goes? not sure how to feel about that. I honestly feel a lot of different things, but, yeah. So, nerves, right? now that we're, going out or whatever? You want to go on a... Yeah, let's go this way. Look, I'm sorry. I'm honestly just yapping. I didn't really expect to, be this unprepared with something like this, so gotta just make the best of it, right? You're smiling, and that... means a lot to me. Makes me happy. I mean, honestly, it's way better than it could have gone. So, where were you heading? Wanna go this way? Don't really know what's this way. I almost never go this way going home. I was just working pro hero stuff. So this way is actually someone else's area of protection. So, since I was just getting off of work, as you can see, no outfit, would you like to go on a walk? See what we find? Maybe we'll find something cool. You know, one of the coolest things about Japan, for me, personally, is that there's these, like, hideaway places you can find the weirdest, most amazing things behind every alleyway. And, with... how things have gone, it's been a lot safer lately. I like to think that our work has been one that always has a lot of rewards to it, you know? One where I... Look, I'm really nervous. And I'll admit that flat out. It's because you're gorgeous. You're the most beautiful girl I've ever known. And I, just do not handle these kind of social situations that well. You think I might, but I guess as I became a pro hero, I'm so used to helping people that when someone does something nice for me, or better yet, responds to my crush, and happens to be the only person I've been crushing on since high school, it's just like a overwhelming feeling. You too? Well, at least it's not just me. I'm glad it's mutual. Really glad it's mutual, actually. So, I guess we're not kicking rocks over here, so... Here, why don't we get to know each other in the park? I don't know. I guess I just didn't plan this. It feels kind of special that way, doesn't it? Like, even though it's unplanned, even though everything probably went wrong as much as it could, given the circumstances of you saying, and I saying that, look, the words aren't wording, but even if the words aren't wording, can I maybe hold your hand? Yeah, I know. It's a start, right? Wow. Your hands fit right in mine. Like they were made for him. Sorry, just, I do apologize a lot sometimes. Not the most manly trait, but sometimes I, guess when I get nervous and my heart just beats out of my chest like this. Is, your heart perhaps beating out of your chest too? I don't know how far things go, but as far as first dates that are completely unplanned go, this is the best one and the only one I've ever had. So, it's, nice to be with you. Sorry, I was just caught off guard. When I look into your eyes, I get so happy, and I guess my thoughts just kind of melt away, and I can't help it. Sorry, but I'll apologize later for this, but if it's all the same to you, I saw this in a delinquent drama a long time ago. Baby, I want you to be my woman. Did it have an effect on you? Sorry. Well, you looked a little flustered. When I slammed the wall, it's like the wall hand thing. Kabidan, right. My mind was blanking. But I remembered when it counted, hopefully. Yeah, but, my name is Kirishi Maejiro. Wait, you know that. We were in the same class for 3 years. okay. Let's start over. What's your favorite color? Oh, rad. Mine is red. If you didn't guess from all the, you know, Red Riot stuff. But that aside, how about, what do you like about me? Why do you say yes? I gotta hear it from your words and understand you better. It's that simple, huh? So I'm like a ray of sunshine, am I? Why is that totally something I thought you might say? Well, I'm glad I am. You're like, I don't know how to describe you, but you're Something that makes me really reflect on myself. Someone who was always so vibrant. You didn't shine like sunlight, no. You were more like the moon. You stood out, even when all the sky was dark and everybody else went their separate ways. You always found your way back into my life, and I guess that's why I fell for you. No matter how far apart we went, I couldn't get you out of my heart, out of my mind. At first, it was just first love. I appreciated you because you were so drastically different. You were someone who really felt like approachable, but not so much that I ever really felt confident to. I was trying to become manly because, well, more manly, because I want to someday meet you and tell you exactly how I felt, albeit in a different way than it happened today. But it's funny how things like that go, right? Life doesn't always go as you plan, but, well, I saved all my firsts, hoping I could share it with you. I'm not gonna say I was perfect, because there was a few times when I thought there was no chance that somebody else would steal your heart before I'd even gotten a chance to meet you. I thought long and hard on it, and I'm glad I was wrong. So glad. I know this isn't normally how these things go, and I don't really care what we do, to be honest with you. I kind of want to do everything all at once, and that's making it kind of hard to decide, you know? Oh, you've got the perfect place, huh? Well, then lead the way. I don't mind that. I mean, I think the manliest thing here is to make it something that's memorable. And being that it's about to be sunset, maybe we could go on that roof you mentioned. This isn't anything like it is in the dramas, but at the same time, it feels right out of one. It's exciting. My heart keeps racing, and I can't wait to see what you do next. I really, 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 really like you, and I think I probably love you too, and you're my first crush, so it's complicated and nuanced and a million different words that I don't have right now, but that doesn't stop me from wanting to hold your hand even more. I mean, if you don't mind, there's a lot more things I'd do too. Maybe hug you, kiss you, lots of, wait, I don't want you to think that I'm in this for the wrong reasons. I'm not that kind of guy. I would never want you just for that kind of stuff. I mean, I want you for that kind of stuff too, but that's only because I always dreamed it would be with you. So it's a little bit of a complicated feeling. I'm glad I'm holding your hand. And I'm even gladder that I'm making your heart race too. Is that a bit of fluster I see? That's even better. Then I'm not the only one struggling right now. But you have a way of handling it that puts me to shame. I have to admit defeat there. I'm way too flustered to have a plan, and you already had a plan that you... Wait, where are we going again? This looks like a residential area. Huh? Your place. Oh, wait. Isn't this, happening too fast? You wouldn't trust someone you just met and started going out with today to go to your place, right? Well, I mean, I guess we've known each other for years, technically. Been acquaintances. I mean, you've been in my phone for, what, 3.5 years. I remember when we met at that gate. It was not so much meeting as seeing each other and waving awkwardly, but it felt special to me because I never saw someone and had my heart feel that way. I thought that stuff was just in dramas. I thought it was just in television shows that I admittedly watched way too many of. Oh, so you're an avid watcher too. What's your favorite? Ooh, that's a good one. I think my favorite is probably... Now I gotta think. I don't want to accidentally tell you, and it's a really lame one that you hate. Ah, what the heck. Better to be honest, right? Okay. Heartbeat Renegade. Ever seen it? It's where I got the idea for the Kabidan. Well, because I was just emulating my favorite character. Well, the romance in that one is a whole lot more complicated than this. I mean, think about it. He fights for his girl through thick and thin, only to, at the very end, get that kiss. I've always been obsessed, in a way, with the thought of a true first love, because I got so enamored by all these romances, all these dramas, and I guess the delinquent culture always struck me as, well, a bittersweet one. I never really was a delinquent. I mean, maybe in middle school, but other than that, I cleaned up my act and I realized I wanted to be more like the people I idolize. And I realized a lot of things. And is this your place? Okay, sorry for intruding. You sure about this? Like, letting someone into your house like that? I know you trust me, I get that. I appreciate that, but that's really bold of you. Wow. It's a nice place. I always knew you were full of surprises, but taking me here not even an hour after we've met? Are you sure? I'm a bit more flustered than usual, as you could see, but I... Thanks for trusting me this much. I... always admired that boldness you have. You never back down from something when you see something that you either see as wrong or right, you do something about it. That's what originally made me really sure that I liked you. I realized you have a heart that doesn't shy away from things. You just go head first. You don't give up and you make it look easy sometimes. And that alone is so amazing. I know it's nothing much, but I'm happy. Really happy. I think a normal date wouldn't suit us, if only because, well, we know so much about each other already, it would almost feel more awkward to do that. But you have to promise me one thing. No pushing boundaries you're not comfortable with. That's one thing I'll always stand by. So you, little miss, better not be pushing the boundaries to where you're not comfortable. Okay? Yeah, I'm nervous as hell, but I'm just happy that you're here with me. That there's not any distractions or things in the way, and that there's not some big dramatic arc that we had to get through to get here. Maybe it's not like a storybook that way, but I'm fine with that. I'm more than fine with that. Because in the end of the day, I want to be able to come home and to be a place where me and you are. And I know that's probably far away, but I'd love to someday come home from working and be able to returning the favor. Now I see why that's so flustering. I didn't expect it at all. And wow. Made my mind go blank for sure. Didn't expect the Kabidan reversal there. You're pretty good at this. Breaking the tension. Any reason? You just going with the flow, or do you know something? Don't tell me you practiced a million times in the mirror too. We would end up the same way, wouldn't we? That's so fucking cute. Well, I don't really know what comes next because my dumbass never thought I'd get this far, so I guess just go with the flow, right? I don't mind that. A kiss? You sure that's not too fast? You promise. You know, it could devolve into something else if we're not careful. I mean, we can't be thinking rationally right now. Could we? Your lips are very soft. I didn't expect that at all, but I wow, that was as amazing as I thought it would be. No, even more. Don't mind if I do. This time for real. I've dreamed of this day a million times. I right, too much yapping, not enough kissing. Barely know what to say. That's an understatement. Oh my god. You're so... so perfect. And I don't want to stop. You either, huh? I'm beginning to think we're more similar than I first thought. I thought, honestly, I was the weirdo who couldn't even confess in all of high school, but don't tell me you were the same. Go figure, I guess. Kissing you makes my head feel fuzzy, and I can barely think of anything at all. You too. I'm beginning to think these mutual feelings aren't gonna stop, huh?
Don't want to stop. I admit it. I'm smitten. Like, right out of those novels. Right off those dramas. And you did it all to me. Even if I retaliated a bit. Did I maybe make you, your heart skip a beat too? I don't know the first thing about what I'm doing, but I know I'll do it the best I can. Whether it be kissing you, holding you, touching you. I think it feels even more embarrassing because I can feel you. We're so close. The heat of our bodies. In this couch. I can hardly think. Not my manliest moment, but maybe I could change that. Sorry, but all those thoughts of not going too far today, and they're just melting away like they never existed. And when I see you with that look, those half-lidded eyes gazing at me like that, like you're hungry for something, I bet I look the same, don't I? 'Cause I do. I want to feel you. And I feel bad 'cause I don't want to rush anything, but I can't keep my hands off you. And I think it goes without saying, you've had more than just a little effect on my body. It's, in my defense, it's not my fault. You're most gorgeous in the world to me, and I can't help it when you're that attractive. Especially when you're that close. I feel so many things. So many things, and I want you. That's why when I pushed you down softly, I didn't realize I had done it until I was on top of you. Our hands locked like this, and our lips not far behind. Those hot and heavy breaths coming like a whirlwind. And then a kiss just steals it all away. And I feel so much from your kiss. Your touch, your everything is so fucking hot. I'm sorry, but I want you, and I might be clumsy, might be doing things all out of order. I can't help myself when it's you. You're so hot. And my hands just can't help but wander. Oh, I'm sorry, I hope it's not too much that my hands started massaging your breasts. That my hands can't not. Can't help but grind a little against you like this. On top of you, you've already made me harder than I think I've ever been before, and something about holding you like this, I can't help it but want to taste your nipple. So much. The way my cock meets your the way it slides up and down your side, even through the layers of clothing. You feel so good. Is it okay to want you this bad? Is it okay if I grind this much? I can't help it. You're so amazing. Everything I ever wanted right in front of me. Most beautiful, the most important, most special. I gotta take these clothes off. May I take off yours? Oh my god. Because I've never been much into porn. I've never really seen too much of what it's like to do this. How someone would look when they're this turned on. I only had my own masturbation to go off of, so I'm a little blindsided by how hot you look, half undressed, me draped over you like this. Would it really go that deep if I pushed inside you? I can't help it. Is this okay? Are you sure? You promise it's okay? It's okay to stop now if you don't. Set down my shaft. Oh my god. This is not how I expected first date to go. Not complaining, but fuck. Oh, fuck, you're tight. You're so tight wrapped around me. Oh god. Fuck. Is it okay if I move just a little? We're meeting like that.
feel everything. This is way more intense than anything I've ever done. Oh, fuck. I feel so many things all at once. I'm glad it's with you. Really glad it's with you. I couldn't with anyone else. I only ever saw you in this light. Sorry, my hips are moving by themselves. Don't stop. Grab your arms around my neck so I can make love to you even deeper. Stitches in your breath, everything. I love everything about you. You're so amazing. I always wanted to hold you like this. I don't think I'll be able to hold on if you look at me like that. And you ask for me to be a little rougher? Oh, I could barely hang on as it is. You're asking for a lot, aren't you? I'll try to, baby. I want you so bad. You make me feel so good. You feel so good. Yeah, you feel so good. Do I make you feel good? Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. I had to stop for a minute, or I would have come right then and there. You make me feel so good, it's hard to not, but I don't want to embarrass myself either, for a first time. Oh, I feel it so much. You feel so good. This is always what I wanted. To be one with you. To be with you. To make your heart flutter. Let me make it flutter more. Oh, fuck. Oh, I can't stop. Oh, please. Please come. I love this so much. I love you so much. Fuck. I feel it. I'm gonna come so fucking hard. Oh god. Oh fuck. Oh, please come with me. I wanna make you come more than anything. Please. Oh, I wanna make you come so bad. But yes. Hopefully, I made you come as hard as me. And that's all I wanted. That's all I could ever want. Oh my god. That's one hell of a way to have a first date. You, kind of put me to shame with that boldness.
That just makes me... That just makes me feel even more for you. You're so worth this being completely flustering the first time I ever... Sorry, it was just... It still feels good being inside you. Oh my god. Fuck. I have so many things that I probably should say at this moment, but I can't think of words in the slightest. And oh wow, I'm still inside you, and you're leaking my cum. That's you're right, I was yapping again. I couldn't help it. I really enjoyed it for a first time. It was as good as they make it out. Was it good for you too?
You have no idea how glad I am to hear that. I was so nervous that I came too early, and I
never wanted to be just me having fun. You understand, right? I wanna be even better next time. And the time after that, and the time after that. I don't want it to stop. Just like I never want to stop kissing you, or making you feel special, or sharing stupid or happy moments. I love it all. Because I can say without sounding cringe in my head that I do love you. That it's not something I need to question or confirm in some stupid encyclopedia or something. That I do. I love you and I want you. And I don't want to let go, and I don't want to stop being one with you. I'll admit I'm greedy. Really greedy. And I want to stay like this for even longer. Would it be okay for just a little while? Oh, well. It's still not setting in my head that we're actually going out. This is shocking. I'm so happy that I don't know what to say. But I've never been happier to not know what to say. I love you. Love you lots.